Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your daily industry news wrap for Sunday, November 3rd, 2024. Let's dive into what's happening today, shall we? First up, we've been following a notable insurance claim dispute. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA for short, has ordered MetLife to reevaluate an income protection claim. The claimant, who had been suffering from psychological distress linked to workplace bullying, filed for $9,300 per month. MetLife had initially denied this claim, citing discrepancies in the claimant's medical history. Now, AFCA determined that stress may not be recognized as a psychological condition without medical diagnosis. So the insurance body is required to reassess the case. The decision is expected within 60 days, and AFCA has instructed MetLife to report to trustee HostPlus. Now on to economic matters. As our nation continues to recover from a record-long recession, challenges abound. According to Westpac's recent Red Book, we've seen a substantial 10% decrease in per capita disposable income. This is largely due to rising taxes, inflation, and interest rates. While the road to recovery is long and fraught with hurdles, Westpac suggests shifts in consumer sentiment and improved interest rate expectations could mark a change in tide. However, consumers, businesses, and policymakers should brace for an extended recovery journey. Moving on, we dive into another insurance tangle where an Australian landlord was awarded $45,724. Now, this is significantly reduced from his initial claim of over $100,000 because he failed to adjust premiums for his unoccupied property. AIG Australia, the landlord's insurance provider, was initially reluctant to settle the case. However, AFCA cited that the breach wasn't in leaving the property vacant, but in failing to inform AIG about it. So the settlement was adjusted considerably. Folks, always remember to inform your insurance provider about changes in your property status to avoid such situations. Finally, some good news in superannuation. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has relaxed operational risk reserve requirements. What this means is more financial flexibility for major super funds. Especially for those managing over $30 billion, the reserve requirement has been cut from 0.25% to a mere 0.175%. APRA aims to enhance operational resilience and regulatory streamlining, but still retains authority to enforce target levels if risk management is found inadequate. And there we have it, your daily financial services industry updates. Stay informed with Financial Services Online, your reliable source for insurance finance, superannuation, and money management news. For more updates and insights, remember to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and until next time, keep following the dollars.